This is Radio City Talk.
OK, Grand National Week. Let's catch up with a gentleman who has won the two biggest races in jump racing. He completed the dream, if you can call it the dream, on Sizing John in the Cheltenham Gold Cup. And, of course, he had success with Silver Birch in the Grand National. Jockey Robbie Power. Morning to you, Robbie.
Morning, Steve.
Was it something of a dream to complete the two?
Yeah, it is. I mean, I couldn't believe it to win the Gold Cup after winning the Grand National. Is nearly all the boxes ticked now at this stage.
Did you appreciate one more than the other? I mean, being the slightly older guy now, Robbie.
Yeah, definitely. It was 10 years ago since I won the Grand National, and it was all a bit of a blur after it. But when I pulled up after winning the Gold Cup, that walk back down in front of the stands in Cheltenham, and I just took a minute to try and soak it all up.
There's not many who do the two, are there? I mean, in fact, can you name someone else who's done the two?
Well, jockey's still riding today, Ruby Walsh and Barry Geraghty, they've done the two as well.
Right, so it's an elite little group then?
Yes, elite little groups, right. I'm keeping myself in good company, you know.
It's not bad, is it? I was reading a really interesting article about yourself, and it was talking about how you have double vision after a fall last summer. It was something written in The Guardian. And you've got some sort of special goggles to help you ride now.
Yeah, I've got specially treated goggles. They've got a prism attached on the left side of the goggle to stop my double vision. I only have double vision when I look out through the top of my eyeball. I've damaged the muscles on the floor of the eye bed, so that causes the double vision. But thankfully, the specially treated goggles alter that as well, so it's perfect.
How much more difficult does it make it? It's obviously a very dangerous sport.
Yeah, no, look, obviously if I didn't have the goggles, I wouldn't be riding. But getting used to the goggles didn't take very long. I mean, once you pull them down, the eye adjusts straight away, and it's just like putting on a pair of glasses.
It's interesting, we had Franny Norton in yesterday, who's obviously a flat racing jockey. His season's just started. He said, "You'd never get me into jump racing." He said it's far too dangerous. You've obviously been through the thrills and spills of it. Do you still enjoy it as much? Does the danger still sort of spur you on as much?
Well, at the moment I'm enjoying it more than ever, but no, I enjoy it. I don't see it as, we know it's a very dangerous sport, and I think the day you start fearing it is the day to retire. But at the moment I'm enjoying life. Horses are in great form, and things have been going fantastically well for me over the last month, so no, I'm enjoying every minute of it.
Coming off the back of Cheltenham and a Gold Cup success, how does that set you up for the weekend? What's your ride on Saturday?
I ride a horse in the Grand National called Regal Encore for Anthony Honeyball that J.P. McManus owns. He's an outsider, but on some of his best form, if he can put his best form together, he could run a big race, you know. But it's the Grand National, and if you're, anything can happen. If you're not in, you can't win.
Yeah, because you say outsider, but it is a race that really gives a chance to any horse, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. I mean, and you could be riding an outsider. I mean, Silver Birch was a 33-1 shot. Rule the World was a 33-1 shot last year. Mom Mom won it at 100-1. They weren't obvious choices going into the race, but if a horse takes to it around there, it's a massive help, and you kind of know your fate by the time you get to Beecher's Brook the first time, whether your horse is in love with the game or not around Aintree.
How daunting is that, Beecher's Brook?
Yeah, look, they've modified the fences a bit, but they're still big fences. They still take plenty of jumping. I mean, if them first six fences, if you can get into a nice rhythm over them and a horse takes to it, it does make a jockey's life a lot easier around there, and you can have a very enjoyable spin. But as I say, if he gets a fright over the first six fences or doesn't like the look of it, it can be a long way around.
Yeah, you know straight away. So 10 years ago, but how vivid for you is the memory of the entirety of the race? Can you recall it in your head, Robbie?
I can remember it like it was yesterday. Yeah, look, it's I suppose I've watched the DVD a couple of hundred times. But no, it was just, I mean, Silver Birch actually fell in the Grand National the year before, and he was just a perfect example of when he jumped down over them first six fences, his ears pricked. He was enjoying every second of it, and the further he went in the race, the better he travelled. And as I say, it wasn't until after I won the Grand National, and I've ridden in four or five Grand Nationals since that, that you realise how much luck you need to win a Grand National. And on that day, I had all the luck.
It was a tight win as well, wasn't it? Three quarters of a length, so it was something of a fantastic finish.
Yeah, it was. Like, I can still remember the commentators when we hit the elbow. I could hear the commentator saying that a horse was flying down the outside, and I thought, oh no, here we go, I'm going to get collared on the line. But thankfully, Silver Birch copped the horse coming on his outside. He put his head down and tried a bit harder.
Do you think it's almost harder to win it a second time, Robbie? Having done it already, you would think to yourself, well, the jockey knows how to do it. But as you say, there's various elements that come into play, luck being one of them.
Yeah, it is. I mean, there's not many jockeys that have won two Grand Nationals. You need a lot of luck. And you also need, I think, one of the one race where the horse is more important than the jockey, you know. It's all down to the horse, the Grand National. As I was saying, if a horse takes to it, it's an easy ride for the jockey, and it's just trying to find that right horse for the Grand National. It's not very easy finding. To find one in your lifetime is great. To find two is just being greedy, really, isn't it?
Are you greedy? Do you want a second win?
No, I'd love a second win at the Grand National, yeah. Most definitely. You wouldn't take part if you didn't want to win it again.
When do you come over? How does your preparation work this week, Robbie?
Yeah, I'm on the way to Jessica Harrington's yard this morning to ride out, and then I fly over tomorrow afternoon. I'm actually going to the Liverpool warm-up match on Wednesday evening, so we'll go to Anfield, and that'll be my preparation.
I was going to say, I thought you might have extended it to the Derby as well. You couldn't get over for the weekend.
No, unfortunately, we were racing in Navan on Saturday, so work comes first, really.
Tie two of your favourite things together, can't you? Liverpool and the Grand National.
That's just a perfect week. Start off in Anfield on Wednesday evening and then finish up with the Grand National on Saturday. It'd be a great week, wouldn't it?
Top man. Well, I really appreciate your time this morning, Robbie, and best of luck this weekend in the Grand National. I hope you make it a third big win. That would really be something for your career.
Yeah, no, it would. It's been a fantastic month, and I'd say confidence is high at the moment, so you never know, anything can happen.
Fingers crossed. Thanks for your time, Robbie. Take care.
This is Radio City Talk.